Hello. Hello.
Hi, John. Hi, John. It's Esther.
Hi, Esther. Oh, I've been worried.
What are you worried about?
A lot of things, really. That big renewal packet they sent out with everybody on Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
People off Medicaid, New York State alone, I think he says, or nationwide. We're going to cut Medicaid to 4 million people. We're going to lose out for the clerical errors. I don't know. If I'm falling,
if nothing has changed on your side, I don't think you need to worry.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Could you repeat that?
I said, if nothing has changed on your side, I don't think you need to worry.
I don't know that nothing has changed on my insurance. I think my insurance may have changed. I know I'm supposed to be good until April, according to agency personnel I've talked to. Did you say as long as nothing has changed on my insurance, I don't have to worry?
No, like nothing has changed on your income or anything like that. I don't think you need to worry.
I'm sorry. I'm
on your income.
My
income? On your income, yeah. Like if anything has changed, I don't think you need to worry.
My income hasn't changed. I got
right.
The same 1% everybody else got. 1.7% this year. And, of course, Biden's last year in office, he kicked out a real nice percentage for everybody. Like 7.8% or something. Of course, that was during COVID or post-COVID, and the economy was a little tricky, and people had, created conditions in the country in which they felt it was appropriate to boost it. This would seniors choosing between heating and eating.
Mm-hmm.
We figured he'd better feed them and heat them, because can't be killing off the elderly. I find myself rapidly approaching the stages where I feel like one of them. I'm in that age cohort, retirement years, and that old age. And I'm elderly, and I don't want to be frail elderly, but some days I feel like I am frail elderly. I can't believe how fast it's happening.
Yep.
So where does the time go?
Mm-hmm.
Jose's still my worker?
Yes, for now he's still your worker, okay?
Is he going to be coming on Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the morning?
Is he going to be coming in the mornings?
Oh, the afternoon, I mean. Monday,
yes.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday afternoon?
Yeah. So your schedule, 1 second.
1 to 4:30, I think. 3.5
yeah.
hours, 3 days
yeah.
a week.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance to get a few more hours in?
So his schedule is full, but we should have someone available soon.
Can I keep him on my schedule and have a second worker come in to pick up
yeah.
some of the hours?
Yeah, we could do that.
It would be a blessing because I like Jose.
Mm.
He was a farmer, and he's got the grip to prove it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shook his head and I pressed him a little bit. I said, come on, show me what you got, farm boy. And he put that grip to me and I was like, whoa.
Mm.
Lord. I get I'm happy to hear your voice. I was afraid I'd offended you or something. I just
no.
know. We're with independent care. And okay, he's with independent care? You schedule your scheduler for the workers in your agency,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So any staffer that comes from you or your offices for interview or for work will be independent in the future, right? Independent care?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Is there anything I can do to smooth over ruffled feathers?
What was that?
Am I okay with you? An oak needs a smooth, ruffled feather.
No, we're good.
Okay.
All right. Okay, John, we'll be in touch. Bye-bye.
Stay in touch, please. Mm-hmm. It reassures me to know I haven't lost contact with people I consider important in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
You are a lifeline for me at this point, and I do not want to lose contact with you. Okay?
Understand that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right.
Good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.